The hard-ass question for this week, was God not cruel by testing Abraham's faith in wanting him to sacrifice his only son? Interesting to note, we see the absolute love that Abraham has for Isaac by the words that God told him to sacrifice him. God actually said to him, listen, do bear in mind that you need to sacrifice your son, your only son, the one whom you love, right? God actually knew how much he loved him. But in order for us to understand this biblical story, we first need to see if we can determine what is meant by using the term test. And it's very interesting to me that when we recreated the Bible into chapters and verses, we gave each chapter or sometimes each paragraph, certain paragraphs, we gave it headings. And there we first find the heading, God tested Abraham. Never, as far as I know, never in the Olden Testament or in the or very original Hebrew or Aramaic manuscripts do we find the words that God tested Abraham. God merely commanded Abraham, and Abraham was obedient to God. So, what does that mean? That this is a different type of test than what you and I think the type of test was. We think that this type of testing means the following. We think that God said, listen, this is A, this is B. You need to choose. And you better choose the correct one, because otherwise your son will die. Or you better choose the correct one, or I will leave you. That's not the same. Right? This is a different type of test. This is the typical type of test in which God said to Abraham, listen, I want you to sacrifice your son. Because I know that you will be obedient. I just want to indicate to you the fact that you will be obedient. Right? And this brings us into a total different sphere of testing, because that means, actually, and we know that God has the foreknowledge, but that means that when God tested Abraham, he wasn't merely playing along or giving him this test and say, listen, you can pass or fail, it's up to you, which obviously it was, but God gave him the test because he knew that Abraham was going to pass the test. God in his absolute foreknowledge knew that he's going to pass the test. The interesting thing is when you read Genesis chapter 22, verse 5, Abram actually told the slaves at that stage, he said, listen, just wait for the donkey. Me and the boy is going, we're going up the hill, sacrifice, and then both of us will be back. And I find that incredibly interesting. Because according to the Hebrews writer, that actually means that Abraham knew, that's the Hebrews writer, it's not me, it's Abraham, according to the Hebrews writer, knew that God is going to save Isaac. He just merely did not know how. Right, so, but here's something else that I want you to understand with the story, and this is very, very crucial to understanding the story. During the life of Abraham, and the time that he was alive walking this earth, right, we know that most religions, except the Abrahamic religion, because it wasn't actually Judaism at this stage, it wasn't Christianity at that stage, it was just Abraham having a relationship with God. So I can want to call it the Abrahamic religion, was the only religion that did not believe in child sacrifice. The God of the Bible never, ever, ever believes in child sacrifice or wants child sacrifice. Children sacrificed. But all other religions in the Mesopotamian region demanded child sacrifice. All the other gods demanded child sacrifice. What does that mean? When God of the Bible, God said to Abram, sacrifice your only son to me, it wasn't an absurd request from God, and that might have been why Abram was obedient to it, because he knew that all the other gods was there, and all the other gods were doing it. They aren't alive, they aren't living, we need to remember that. But it is something that they wanted to do, or all the other people do. That means Abraham was obedient because he knew. But the actual test was that God was indicating to Abraham, listen Abraham, do you see that I'm a different God than all the other gods in the Mesopotamian area? I am the only God that is not willing to let you sacrifice your children to me. And the absolute irony should not be lost on this. The absolute irony of God then coming and saying, like, listen, I will pay the ultimate sacrifice. I will sacrifice my child so that your children can keep on living.